definitely go with that.
Hello and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast, Take Two. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the guy I want to be stuck in an endless paradox with, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Jump and press the circle button, Justin. I think I'm out of quippy comebacks. Yeah. That's it. We hit the bottom of the barrel.
So now it's official. You're listening to this as a podcast. Earlier we did about, I don't know, 5 minutes of a show.
Probably the best 5 minutes ever.
And it wasn't recording. It was amazing. And here's the nice bonus part is that if you go to twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller, you can actually see what was missed on the
audio
of the show.
Will I keep it there forever? Probably not.
Oh, really?
I don't
know.
Probably not? Well, because I can store it on the Twitch profile for 2 weeks, and then I can back it up to YouTube, and it can live there forever.
Oh.
Will this be worth viewing on YouTube for eternity?
For somebody who finds this at in the year 2048 is going to be so disappointed that they were a mere 20 years
But
late.
Don't you think that aliens, robots... people in the future will have to decode all these languages in the same way that we have to decode hieroglyphics. Like, I think that means doorway. I think maybe it means sandwich. Are they like stitching together ones and zeros and trying to recreate languages for codecs?
I feel like the invention of emojis is actually us going back to language cycle to hieroglyphics.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
It's like full circle.
So I don't know that there will be a decoding unless these aliens speak regular English.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's obvious they won't speak some crazy language like whatever's not English.
Canadian, I think.
I've seen many episodes of Star Trek, and they all speak English.
That's because of the Universal Translator. Unlike Star Wars, where apparently everybody does speak, basic is what it's called, not English.
What's basic?
English.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So during their first dry run, we learned what Twitch means.
Uh-huh.
What is a Twitcher?
Well, yeah, I was trying to figure it out, and I looked at it for Reddit, and you missed my great joke where I said Reddit is the rich man's Wikipedia.
Was that a joke? I thought that was real.
No, I'm always serious.
Oh.
It says, somebody said, it's just something I always wanted to know but never found an answer. And then the answer is, it was inspired by Twitch gaming, as the Wikipedia article says. I like the association of speed as well, which I felt matched the fact that we were a live video platform. And I really liked that we could actually buy TwitchTV.com and Twitch.tv at reasonable prices.
Yeah, they are good names. But how do you associate speed with the word Twitch?
Twitch, yeah. I don't see that as being a fast thing either.
Yeah, when you Twitch, I think we need help. Someone needs to unpack that for us.
I think we did it.
Thanks.
I feel like we nailed it.
This
I feel
has been
like
so educational.
And you said also that how long before we would be distracted, and you're right. I am already, even though
it's
I haven't
super,
looked at it,
yeah.
I'm already distracted.
Which is weird because we've been recording something that's going out to a worldwide audience, and then we've been live streaming and Discording. So we haven't not had an audience watching what we're doing, but something about having a screen over here and knowing that people are seeing me do this, I feel really exposed right now.
So make sure you go to twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller.
I might
turn
be topless.
On notifications there. Listen, I might be bottomless.
That's true.
I am bottomless in this video. But unfortunately, thanks to the ginormous 10-year-old laptop I have,
it's gas powered.
Will not be victimized by my bare thighs.
I like my co-hosts like I like my nachos.
How's that?
Bottomless.
Come on. These are the kind of jokes that come with video, kids. I, interestingly enough, actually got to play some video games.
What?
And
I need drops. Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, here it comes. And I've already I've already exaggerated. I've already gone hyperbolic and said video games.
Oh, really?
I played a game of Madden because the playoffs have got me all a tizzy.
Yeah.
And
you're going to watch all the games and have watched all the games. And you're not going to miss any of the playoff games.
No, I'm not.
Soon.
I'm going to be at California's Adventure, Disney's California,
which is Disneyland's
Adventures,
little stepbrother.
Disneyland's place where we put Pixar and Marvel.
So exciting. It once was a parking lot.
Right. No, I'm excited to go there. It'll be fun, but I thought I was wisely planning. I don't know why, but I thought the universe wanted at least championship weekend to be after my birthday. That's what I think. I think that's what my soul desired.
Yeah. Well, because that's what it used to be when you were growing up.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, maybe not.
I don't think so.
No,
I feel like they made it longer and that the Super Bowl happened closer to
They put the Pro Bowl before
Pro Bowl. I like the idea of the Pro Bowl having like skills. I think I saw a clip of them playing dodgeball, which also says to me that they've already played the Pro Bowl. How do they have this? Unless they did it last year. I think that.
But anyway. Does anybody watch the Pro Bowl? I think we only have the Pro Bowl to say stats. Pro Bowler, so-and-so McBrannon.
Point is that I literally did a bit and a dance talking about the joy of playoff football. How much joy I have for it.
I know.
And
we talked about it last week.
The wild card weekend.
Yeah.
That was great. The divisional playoffs I had to watch after the fact because I had to do open houses. And then now championship weekend where my lovely L.A. Rams will be crushing the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm.
And my lovely New England Patriots will be crushing the New Orleans Saints.
Wait, what?
In the Super Bowl.
Oh, you son of a... Don't play with my heart. I'm new to this Rams love. So I played Madden and I promptly... Because I have not picked up a Madden game in forever.
Oh, you bought it?
Oh, I bought it when it came out.
This is how sad my video game life is.
I bought Madden 19 before it came out, and it was automatically downloaded onto my PlayStation, and all I did was do the long shot story series.
Oh, sure.
And I stayed up late to do that. And then now, so I finished that. It was good. I liked it. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Does that start with the first games of the season or something? Or it's like
Do you not know what Longshot is? I know it's a
story mode. I just don't know.
So Longshot is not even a, like, here's what it is. It's like playing a video game set in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Like you coach a high school game, all these other things that you do. It's like playing Red Dead Redemption met Madden.
Yeah.
It would not be that. Here's why.
Go on.
Nobody sleeps in Longshot. Number one. Number two, the story really isn't that depth. It's more like kind of a choose your own adventure kind of thing.
Do you drive around a city?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no.
Because that was that old 2K game that they wanted to do, right? It was like when Grand Theft Auto blew up, they just wanted to have you like free roam around a city and then drop in on basketball games happening in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, there was.
How cool would that be? I still think that should be a game.
I remember Madden when they first came out with the superstar mode. They had a thing where you would go to the gym and you would decide where you would need
to
go.
Did you have to press B
to
like
drive?
Ugh.
No.
Lift the weights.
No, they did have a thing where I think they still do that if you make your own superstar, you can do that. But anyway, I played the Raiders because I'm back in week one.
You are, so.
And I lost to them in overtime.
Unlike the real game, right?
17-14.
Yeah.
Or 15 because I got a safety to try to come back.
But the Rams really won that game, right?
The Rams destroyed the Raiders, decimated them. But Chucky came back in the alternate universe that is Madden 19 on Justin's console. Chucky came back to glory by defeating the Rams and his protege. All in one fell swoop.
Are you a Grodenite?
I love John Gruden.
Yeah, you would be from his family tree.
If
you
were there. I love John Gruden. Yeah.
So this was the
I would give up all comedy and real estate if I could just walk around and hold his clipboard, I think. I could. I swear.
Your family?
I could literally listen to him talk. It's one of the reasons. There are two reasons. Three reasons, technically.
Four. Five. Make
nope,
seven.
Three.
Do I hear
Stop
ten
it
reasons?
At three. There are three reasons why I love Sean McVay, head coach of the LA Rams.
Are there 10 sub-reasons for each of the reasons?
Maybe. I'll let you decide.
Okay.
Reason number one is because he sounds like John Gruden when he talks.
Oh, okay.
Reason number two, he and I have the same birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
And reason number three is he's an amazing coach who turned around a team.
Why is that not number one? It seems like it should be.
Because my priorities are wrong.
No, okay. When's your birthday? You've mentioned
January
it.
January 24th.
What are we going to do to celebrate?
I don't know. My wife has things.
I met on the podcast.
Oh, I don't know.
Everybody get Justin a gift. Get Justin a gift.
No, do not.
Buy him something.
Do not.
Buy him several things.
I'm getting new takes to a camera.
Oh.
I didn't.
Yeah, now, who knew? This is fun.
Yeah.
Huh?
Look at that. Is it creepy? Because here's what it is. This is how we do the show. We talk to each other. Now there are people watching us that we look in, we make eye contact.
If I
look at that little light on your laptop, I am staring into the soul of the person watching this. Right now, Carmen is furiously, loudly typing in some chat, and I'm looking at her, waiting for her to look back at me. Look at me, Carmen. Do you see me? I see you.
I, however, have positioned my microphone to block the camera.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
We're not good at this.
I may not be here.
This is like watching a morning show, I imagine. Every time they put a camera up, I think they screw it up.
I feel exactly the same. So is that the only game?
That's it.
How does that? How?
Because I have too much to do. I have the chocolate sale is happening for Booster Club.
Oh, you got to get all that chocolate on
there. Yeah. It's no bueno for Justin.
So are you familiar with any of the gaming news that is happening currently? I read today that EA, who, as we all know, is the dark side when it comes to owning the Star Wars license, has announced that they are canceling their open world Star Wars game that they had been in development for over a year.
Perfect.
Yeah. Right.
That's the thing that you want to do, because the nice thing, well, here's the thing.
Who wants to make video games when you can work on them and then scrap
cancel them? Yeah. Right.
That seems like
the
way to go.
And the good news about it is that with the Star Wars franchise, historically, people are very, mum's the word, you know, like indifferent, not a following of that Star Wars. People are kind of like, oh, you're going to cancel the game. So it would have been like Grand Theft Auto, but Star Wars.
That was the idea. Universe. That would, but people would care less about it because it's Star Wars.
Right. Yeah, right. Like, they're Grand like, Theft why Auto. Are you copying Grand Theft Auto? Yeah.
People are lined up around the block. They dress up in Grand Theft Auto costumes.
I don't need your name their children. Game. I can play a Spider-Man and swing around the
That's
city.
That's right. That's right.
Finding backpacks that are inexplicably 3 feet off the ground.
That was my point.
I know. I copied.
Finally, someone gets it. Yeah. I guess the idea was that you would be, I assume, on an adventure of some sort somewhere in the Star Wars universe, but you could go to any planet, explore stuff, I guess. I mean, we already have an MMORPG in the Star Wars universe, and this would have been a Skyrim.
Republic or something? What's that called?
Yeah, Knights. It's just Old Republic.
Oh. No,
yeah.
There's Star no
Wars.
Knights?
They Star Wars Online.
Got rid of medieval times.
Well, you could be more than just a knight. You can be a really low-res rogue or a really low-res mercenary. Really? Yeah, the game did not age well. You know, on my birthday, I loaded up for 5 minutes every year. It takes an hour to install the game.
Yeah.
And then I play it for 5 minutes. It's a great use of my birthday.
It's like a roller coaster proportion there.
Like 1 hour of waiting.
You wait in line for an hour for 2 minutes of fun.
Except for the roller coaster is like built in 1920 and it's sticky, and when you get off, you wish you'd take a shot.
Could argue that adds to the excitement.
That could be it. Yeah. Except for there's less infections. Mm. But the game, when the game first was being developed, Star Wars Online, they said it was going to be the World of Warcraft killer.
Oh.
That they were like, this will.
The Death Star.
Yeah.
Was coming.
Exactly. They're like, it's Samurai a Star Panda. Wars. Star Wars franchise, you know, more talking scenes, better story.
More talking scenes?
Yeah, there's like, whenever you do a cutscene, they like, and then you get to sleep, which you love.
Oh,
so
God.
Much sleeping. But instead, the game is like, I mean, did you see Wreck-It Ralph 2? Where they
Not
show,
yet.
Yeah, where there's like a bunch of bits of online character games that have animation that has about two things that it does, turn and blink. And that's pretty much what, Star Wars Online is like. Maybe there are people that still love it. I'm sure it's still a super popular game because it is still available, but it did not.
And you played this for 5 minutes and then said,
yeah, because I created a character maybe 5 years ago on my birthday named Deck 21.
Like
December 21.
Yeah.
So he gets, and it's all one word. So it's DECTWOONE. So it's like Deck 20. It looks super Star Warsy. I think everybody should take their birthday and their first two numbers and smash it into it. So you'd be Jan
24?
24. Come on, that's super Star Wars. Jan 24.
Jan
and
two
Deck 20. Yeah.
Would I, but I feel like if I'm Jan 24, I'm like, I'm not quite Jar Jar Binks, like I am comedic relief.
Yeah,
supportive, like not helpful, not bad guy, not full blown villain, right?
Yeah, I see you have a lot of tentacles. In that, like mustachey tentacles, like Akbar,
and you just want to help get whatever force oriented object or Jedi.
You're an NPC
in training
in your own world.
Yeah, I think that's what Jan 24 sounds like to me. Like I just feel like I don't know. I don't sound like a Jedi. You can't be a Jedi named Jan 24.
I don't know.
Be like Mace Windu.
Yeah.
Luke some of the Skywalker.
Some of the non-human looking Jedi.
Jan 24.
I don't know. I think you're selling yourself short.
Maybe that guy with the long head in the Jedi Council could be Jan 24.
Jant 24.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, Jant 24.
Yeah.
That's the guy who taught Qui-Gon Jinn.
That's right. Yeah. See, there it is. But
because Qui-Gon got all uppity, he added another syllable to his name because he's like, I'm going to surpass you. I'm going to cut this lopsided ducktail. And I'm going to surpass
with like
you.
Split ends, too. Unlike Deck Tooney.
Like they don't have conditioner in the...
No, they can't.
Oh, it's a long time ago.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's far away.
Far away.
Before head or shoulders.
I'm sorry?
Head and shoulders. Head or shoulders.
What else? So what else have you played then this week?
Oh gosh, too many games to even mention. I keep going back to Spider-Man.
Yeah, you do.
Just
when
so I can
go
hate
back,
on it.
Is it because you're like, maybe I just haven't given it enough? And you're trying to give it a chance?
Yeah, maybe.
Or are you going back?
I go because
it's a shame play. Like you're ashamed of it.
No, I think it's because I want to play video games. Playing Red Dead is often hard with the little ones in the room.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. And I'm like, and the kids love Spider-Man. If I played Red Dead a couple times, and they will lose interest very quickly. And if they're doing secondary activities,
all the sleeping.
Yeah. They'll start to be like, they'll kind of key in at the horrible moments when like the lady stabs the guy in the neck. There's that one beep. They're like, go find the bounty hunter. Go find the lady. She keeps, we call her the spider web killer or whatever. She goes around and meets guys, and we're a mining town, so guys are always dying. There's like five guys to every one woman. So this girl is just going around meeting guys and stabbing her. And so you finally find them. They're hanging out on the banks of the river. I love this beat. Have you met it in the game where you step up to the guy's like, I think I'm going to let you go with this bounty hunter. And she just takes out a knife and right in the neck. And my kid was sitting there. I'm like, okay, I don't think he knew what was happening in that moment. We're just going to grab her and move on. And the whole time she's yelling, you're terrible. You don't know what you're talking about.
You have to chase her across the river.
And then you catch her and she tries to woo you and get you to stop. And the whole time he moved back onto his Legos and he's like, don't listen to her. She's lying.
They get it.
I was like, and that was my problem. I'm like, you get it too much. Back to Spider-Man. You're paying too close of attention.
Maybe he understands how to judge a lady, like who's gonna come after him or who's gonna be somebody he could take home to mom and pop.
Feel like I'm helping him.
Yeah,
aiding him.
I think most video games do help people.
Their sense of education.
I wanted to go back to Red Dead, and I don't know why I chose to. I mean, I know why to a certain extent, but it is funny that we talked about this a long time ago, where these longer narrative games didn't have a place today, mostly because the original gamers, OGs, you would, are now in our almost our 40s, mm-hmm. and we have children, and therefore we don't have the full like gaming time
that we used
to have when we were children, and so therefore we need more bite-sized type morsels. And that's what I was sitting there. I was like, okay, if I turn on Red Dead, I got to take a nap.
Yeah.
I got it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like,
there's
a commitment, and I will probably get sucked in, and then I'll look down, and it'll be 6 o'clock, and I still haven't cooked dinner,
right.
And I'll be angry.
Yeah. Whereas Spider-Man definitely allows you, I can swing around 10 minutes, like, great, good, moving on.
And if I played a game of football, it has a conclusion.
How long can you play a game? How long does it take you to play? Do you play 15-minute quarters?
No, I do seven, I think, if memory serves.
Oh, all right.
Maybe 10, but I think it's closer to seven.
10 is a long time.
But but now they have the accelerated clock, so it goes by a lot quicker.
Mm.
But the thing about, I've always, and I'm not buying the new Madden, but this is kind
what?
Of...
What? What? Why?
This is because I haven't done anything with Madden 19, and now it's January. Yeah. But I have a gift that I'm giving to myself for my birthday, where I had this desire to play as Sean McVay.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, I make myself a coach. And I'm going to play as Sean McVay, and I'm going to build him up, and I'm going to turn the Rams into a dynasty. And then there's going to be a day where they're going to offer me a contract extension. And I'm going to say, no, thank you, sirs. And I'm just going to see what happens. Because
that's what you're going to do on your birthday? Just play
not
Rams.
On my birthday, but it's like my gift moving forward.
I see.
So I have to finish multiple years, right, where I build up Sean McVay's clout as a coach to where he's like, he's amazing.
Where's the gift part to yourself? Just
because
to see what's going to happen.
I want to play.
So your gift is the gift of time. You're going to carve out time.
I want
to play
Madden. I can't carve out time, but I want to play Madden and make it a story in my mind. Because right now, in the past few years, I've only been able to play a season.
Yeah.
But I want to make the story of, now I'm a coach. I've built up this team to amazingness. We've won 18 Super Bowls in a row. And because the game is flawed, even though I've won 18 Super Bowls in a row, the game, I wouldn't be fired. But the point is that what I would do is I would say, hey, I don't want to coach the Rams anymore.
Mm.
And then I want to see what team tries to sign me. And then see if I could rebuild them.
Well, we have Tales for Terria. I think we need messages from Madden.
Oh boy, there's not going to be enough content for that.
Well, it'll be.
We'll
brief.
Do it like quarterly.
Okay. Oh, so this is like a year-long goal.
I don't know how long it's going to take me. I mean, come on. I also said I wanted to try to have washboard abs by the time I was 40. Clearly, that's not happening.
Oh, I thought you were doing it.
No, I'm
You've not. Been doing crunches the whole time we've been seeing it. Everybody yeah, can see you doing
but I've
crunches.
I've learned that it doesn't do anything for that.
What gives you washboard
you know
abs?
It would be good if eating correctly and not having chocolate chip cookies because they're delicious.
They are delicious.
Oh, my gosh.
If you put roast beef in between two of them, it's a sandwich.
Oh.
And then you're...
If I felt like roast beef heightened a cookie, then it would be worth it. Because if I'm eating roast beef and a cookie just to make a cookie healthier,
yeah.
then I'm just like, what are you doing?
Well, you put the roast beef on the side.
Oh, good point by you.
Don't be dumb.
I'm sorry.
There's still mustard on the cookies, though.
Listen, if there's one thing I am stupid about, and there are many, but if there's one, it's nutrition. There's one thing where my brain, like...
Stellar cartography.
The amount
Cosmic
of
French.
Calories, for lack of a pun intended, the yeah. amount of calories I have to burn... To control my the stuff that I put into my mouth gullet yeah. is it's just wasted energy. I mean, realistically, like it is such an uphill climb for me to just to exist
and
in a healthy plane.
You're very aware of your body as well, and you've done a lot of class. You make it sound like you're a very large person, and now we have stream. They can tell that
yeah.
you're not a very large
no,
person.
No, I mean, I'm 20 pounds overweight.
Says who?
Says a doctor.
Okay.
And they are an authority. They have
only
a doctorate in doctoring.
Only if you give them that authority. Mm. Like, I pass doctors all the time.
Oh, I could take that power from them?
Yes.
Oh.
That is your truth.
Guys, I need some cookies and roast beef stat.
Sandwich with mustard. Don't forget the mustard.
Oh, mustard. The 1-0 Cali thing. Good mayonnaise on that bitch.
Before we go to the break, I wanted to share one more bit of Red Dead news so that
yeah.
we don't just talk about Red Dead the entire time we're on the show. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we definitely could do that.
It's a very biased program.
Thank you. Red Dead is being sued by the Pinkertons. Are you familiar with
yes.
this story?
Natalie used to was a Pinkerton because one of her jobs was as like a receptionist.
Yeah.
And she was technically security.
Yeah.
So she had to be trained by Pinkerton, the security firm.
Right. And so supposedly, that security...
This smells like a PR thing.
No. Oh, maybe. But supposedly it has roots to the
yeah.
gang that
oh,
they're
yeah.
basing things on. How are you aware of this so well? Is it? I felt like this was uncovering my eyes.
See, when you heard Pinkerton, you thought that was just a name somebody made up.
Yeah, or just
oh, no.
just in the same way, like, you know, Westchester.
Pinkerton was like, because this was a private company that yeah. the government would hire to do things before they developed, like, the FBI.
Oh.
That's my loosely based knowledge. Like, I've seen enough Westerns and stuff where it references that, and I knew from when Natalie worked there that it was, like, an old security
I want to do
company.
A poll to know how dumb I am, because I felt
That's
like...
That's not something you want to cast out into the internet.
I just
I
feel
would be
like
a little more close-ended than that.
No, I feel like this is a good thing to hang my hat on.
All right, go for it, buddy. You know what?
How many people knew that? Whatever. Was that common knowledge?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. If only there were people listening live that could weigh in on this.
On several different platforms.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Discord, MixLR. Twitch.
Yeah, Extreme Disney is what somebody says. So yeah, I don't know if that means that it is... seriously, when did Justin become a conspiracy theorist? I don't know if they're on a delay... But how am I a conspiracy theorist?
Because of the suing. You think it's a PR stunt.
Oh,
which is probably pretty accurate.
Yeah, I mean, I think here's the thing. I think Pinkerton's doing just fine.
Yeah.
So, and clearly nobody knows what Pinkerton is enough to where it would sway their opinion of
you
Pinkerton.
You definitely just gestured to me and said nobody. So not yeah. only am I dumb, but no. I'm nobody. You saw it. It was on the stream.
Oh, man, we got to get rid of this thing. This thing is...
Close it down!
It's ruining the show. It would be funny if I just had a stick. That's what's great is that we can't reach it. Like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
way that we have to do this...
Get this yeah. on here.
Oh, that's a funny video joke
go.
That nobody gets to enjoy if you're listening to this
I put a
podcast.
Post-it note on
if
a camera.
If you are on a treadmill and enjoying the show, you now have been lowered to loser status. If you are driving somewhere and you are listening to the show, you are losing. You are losing at life. You are losing, and I play this for you. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I just want you to be sorry that you exist because this is now a television show.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So enjoy that. Enjoy. We're going to have to get some more decor back there.
I know.
Look at the crisscross pattern of my foam that I chose. Look at how I did that.
The post-it note is falling.
Only...
All right. Let's take a break. Let's come back.
You know what's funny? When you... So the people see it. They just see a little line over the top of it. But I'm imagining them seeing my face being covered by a post-it because the post-it is over the screen.
It's
covering my TV.
There's layers within layers.
You guys. All right. Let's take a break. See if we can't figure out how to remove this post-it from the winners that are watching the video. And find more ways to make the losers who are listening to the audio only feel more like the losers that they are.
Losers!
Thank you for downloading this podcast.
You are a loser. Trying to show the winners that watch this video a heart.
Yeah, it's. I was supposed to be a secret message just for the visual people.
Oh, and I ruined it.
But it's okay. You know, you can see it. There you go. That's for you. I'll work on writing secret notes to them throughout the show.
Oh, it doesn't automatically blur itself.
You can't do that.
Every time I've seen it on TV, it just blurs it.
It's the internet. We can do whatever I want.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yep. Hey, did you pull up Discord? We have to talk to people.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I have it.
We have some great stories. So, from our listeners, they're going to tell us what's going on in the wide world.
Who am I supposed to speak to today?
Let's grab Sly Daniels. He was pitching out a really interesting development that we probably are overdue in covering within the world of gaming.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Sly Daniels. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you guys?
Hello.
We're twitching right now. Sly Daniels, can you believe it? We're twitching right now.
Hello. Stop twitching. Stop.
I can't. It's free. And I love it. Dot TV.
If it's that kind.
Are you on the Twitch?
Yeah, I'm watching you guys right now. You look great.
Oh, thanks.
Nice, man.
Thanks. What number am I holding up?
Oh gosh. Hang on, let me catch up.
Liar. Liar. It's always two. Don't worry. If anybody,
it's two.
Yeah.
Dang it. Caught up with me now.
Are you listening to yourself? Super weird.
My joke might pay off in 40 seconds.
No, I muted it so that I don't have to hear myself coming back in.
So we get a reference for you. Who are you in the wide, wide world of gaming? How long have you been listening to the Second Funniest / Gamerland podcast?
My dad is Sly Cooper.
And is your dad Sly Cooper?
He is not.
Loser! Okay.
What is your area of expertise?
Oh, my area of expertise. I draw a lot.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Yeah. I would love to get into some sort of like cinematography or direction of some kind, of any kind of art medium. So I've been listening since 2012.
All right. That's a good time.
Oh, good for you.
And what have you learned in the gaming sphere?
The gaming sphere?
Yeah. What are you going to talk to us about?
Well, there was some news about a little company called Activision. Not sure if anyone else has heard of it.
No, you're going to have to catch me up.
They made Pong, right?
I thought
they
it was.
Did. They also made the little jump Jungle Man game where he swings on a vine.
Pitfall?
Pitfall, there you
go. That was a good one.
Yeah, so in recent times, they partnered up with a company called Bungie, and they made a game called Destiny together. But it looks like that...
Is that related to the game Destiny?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not going to be working together anymore. Bungie said on a blog post on the 10th that they, quote, "We have enjoyed the successful 8-year run and would like to thank Activision for their partnership on Destiny. Looking ahead, we're excited to announce plans for Activision to transfer publishing rights for Destiny to Bungie. With our remarkable Destiny community, we are ready to publish on our own, while Activision will increase their focus on their own IP projects." So it kind of shocking, but it wasn't when you looked deeper into it. We all found out that things weren't so great with the teams. There was a lot of tension from the beginning of development of Destiny, apparently. They wanted different things, it looks like, from what we could see. Bungie wanted more hardcore gamers into it. They wanted to appease their fans. They love listening to fans, their critical the critical reception, the good reception, whatever you have for them, they want to listen to you and make their game better. Activision wanted to please a larger scale crowd, and the numbers for Destiny just weren't hitting recently.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of a mutual kind of agreement that we just shouldn't work together. But the really cool thing about this is Bungie actually gets to keep Destiny.
That is impressive. That is pretty great.
Why do you think Activision would be so willing to give that up? Is it?
I have a guess.
Because Bungie also makes Halo, right? So it's not like they needed something.
Yeah. And that was going to be my guess. Is that so there's something baked into that company in general, because they worked with Microsoft to make the Halo series for 8 years, if memory serves, maybe 10. Yeah. They did those. And then we're like, we want to make our own IP, but we don't want to do it with just you, Microsoft. We don't want you to be our publisher. We're going to go to a new publisher, Activision, so that we can have a wider range. And I think ultimately what it came down to is this has been a part of who they were as a company from the beginning. They wanted to control their own
publishing
destiny.
Podcasting genius.
Mic drop. It's just a pen.
For those of you who only got to hear that, still a loser. Winners got to see it.
So many cool things. Would you, do you think that's accurate, Sly Daniels?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It as far as we've actually heard from them, it's just that literally the numbers weren't what they wanted, and they just weren't happy with each other. It's kind of like a marriage that just does not work out.
Yeah, but usually those don't end so amicably. It usually goes, yeah, you know, true. What? F you. Well, and I'm taking the kids.
Divorces end amicably in public.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe there was maybe behind the way, like, these bagels are mine, bitch.
Do they share offices?
Is I don't that know. I don't peeping Tom on the in the family room of Activision and Bungie. What they do behind their own closed doors is up to them.
That's very polite of you. Although I have seen you trolling them by wearing Activision t-shirts and trying to get into the building.
That is just neighborliness.
So I think it's an interesting tension of the dollar versus the artist of both having different goals. Activision wanting more money, make it mainstream, and Bungie saying, no, we want to make art and we want to make the best possible product. You don't hear that often in the gaming world, or at least it doesn't surface to this level. I think you hear that a lot in directors, like filmmakers. We'll talk about that. But not often in gaming. Neither of you have anything to add to that statement. Okay.
I don't. I think you nailed it. I don't.
Thanks. I'm very, very wise.
What's really interesting about this is that they are very much of the mindset of like a yearly release, which is why I think that there were even expansions for Destiny.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Bungie did a lot of stuff like that with like Forsaken, I believe.
Yeah, and I wonder, I'm going to decide on my own that part of the reason why they did is because Bungie got tired of Activision milking the content out. Because that happened with the first Destiny, is that they clearly had an idea, like, here's the game, and then Activision went in and went, you know what, actually, like, let's just tear that up and move. This is content you can sell later, and then this little section here you can also sell. Oh, and this little piece right here, that could be $20 over there.
Quantity over quantity, definitely.
Yeah.
And so, but then what happens with Bungie? Like, how are they going to be able to distribute their own content?
Well, they just become their own publisher.
So they publish their own games, and they're going to need investors or something.
I don't think so. I think what we'll see, I mean, either they'll publish their own hard games or they just move to strictly digital platforms, because Destiny is on all the platforms and PC through Steam, mm-hmm. right? So I don't think it's impossible to do it without ever making an actual physical disc.
Does that
disc.
Mean Peter Dinklage comes back or he stays away?
I don't know.
Is he what's the thing that follows you around? Is it
he was the ghost, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was a much better ghost.
Then who's the new one? Steve
Nolan
Merchant?
North.
Nolan.
No.
Yeah. It's Nolan.
Poor choice on my end. I should have actually played the game I downloaded and is sitting on my PlayStation right now.
Yeah, because it's gone. You can't, Nolan went back and re-recorded all of that.
He re-recorded even the first game?
Mm-hmm. No, any scene that had him in it, anything that had
Peter Dinklage.
Uh-huh. Yeah, anything in there.
First Destiny 2 as well.
No, he wasn't.
That doesn't sound right.
No, he wasn't the ghost in the first one.
Peter Dinklage was.
Help us out here, Sly Daniels.
Peter Dinklage was in the first one. I think they re-recorded all of his lines. As far as I've gone back and played, I just hear Nolan North.
Yeah, they've re-recorded everything.
They went back with Nolan North and re-recorded Peter Dinklage in the first Destiny.
Yes, that's because that happened during
a lot to go to.
That happened during the first Destiny. Yeah, they did.
Oh, when they put out like the DLC or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you play it now, it's all Nolan.
I bet you, because to go back to what you were describing earlier, is them piecemealing it.
Yeah,
is that Peter Dinklage recorded everything and then and then they're like, well, no, you released the game. That was my contract. Yeah. So you're going to have to re-up.
Or I'm just not available.
Well, no, I would imagine he's already recorded it. Do you think?
I don't know.
If they piecemealed it.
Yeah, I think
a busy man too.
Yeah, I think if you're developing it, you
Game
can go
of
back.
Thrones is in that. I mean, there's like 5 years in between seasons.
We're just season two now.
When did Pixels come out? That was, I feel,
the actual technology.
Busiest. No, Pixels, the movie he did with Adam Sandler.
Of all the references to make.
Those are my two Peter Dinklage. It's always two.
Well done. Well
Not
done.
X-Men. It wasn't X-Men. It was Pixels.
What was he in X-Men? Oh, that's right. He was in X-Men, too. Yeah.
Sly Daniels, thank you for the hot scoop on the Activision Blizzard reality. Let's go now to Matthew, who has a bunch of information as well for us.
Oh.
That was...
Take it away, Matt.
He threw it. Throwing it.
What's up, Matt?
How we doing, everybody?
Doing great.
Oh. You need a catchphrase.
I need a catchphrase. Oh, what's happening, everybody? It's Matthew in the morning.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, Steven's got a catchphrase. Or Vincent. Sorry.
Yeah. I'll workshop it. Don't worry.
I was very worried, and now I appreciate the reassurance.
This is a podcast. We have nothing but time. Let's continue to workshop this.
You don't want to get into the news?
No. Give us the news. What's all that's new?
Well, I got some cinema news. That's
dun dun dun. Seemed like an appropriate segue.
Yep. Well, we do have the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer that just dropped today. That's pretty big. That's probably the biggest news.
How long is that trailer?
About 2.5 minutes.
How are they releasing that trailer when last we know in the universe, Spider-Man is dead?
Yeah, they already announced the movie and people. And it's harder now with the internet kind of to get away with it. You know what I mean?
Internet.
Like if this was coming out in the 90s or late 80s, you'd have to read like magazines and go on really slow message boards to really know.
But then what's the point?
Far Away From Home has been announced.
Oh, this is the
what's
point.
The point of what?
To make us have this conversation. To go, hey, wait, I thought he died. Well, blah, blah, blah. And then we talk about
because
it.
Because in theory.
Before, where's the timeline? Yeah, they're going to make you talk. They're gonna make you
we're talking about it now. They win. They made a trailer and it won.
Exactly.
I lost my pen and I dropped my pen.
I got it.
Okay.
So I understand is that in reality, the Avengers conclusion, I'm using air quotes that only winners can see on twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller. Whereas Far From Home is gonna come out after that.
Yeah.
But we're finding out about the trailer.
Well, we've got
before.
Two movies. We've got Captain Marvel.
Oh boy.
Then
March 4th.
Oh yeah, that's soon.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Oh yeah.
And then whatever this Infinity War end of the era, and then Spider-Man. Maybe part of the other narrative in releasing this now is to let people know we're not done making Marvel movies.
Oh, that's a good point, because I was worried.
Tons of-
That they have more. That's not like, oh, I thought they were done. Didn't we see the last one? They're like, no. We're doing more.
Yeah, guys, we're going to do some more Marvel movies.
Yeah. It will not have James Gunn in it, but that's
Jacob,
okay.
By the way, it's very good to be a father. My older son is full-blown obsessed with comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Has a pull box now.
Does he read them?
Yeah.
Because I asked if he's like, I don't read them. I don't have time to read them.
Baloney.
Okay.
That is what he spends most of his time.
It's what he told me.
He bought the trade paperback of the Infinity War and then
like 90s Infinity War?
Yes.
The 90s one?
Yes.
Wow. He's hardcore.
He's very hardcore. It's very interesting to watch. And I'm sorry to steal your thunder, Matt. And I know this is supposed to be about you.
No, this is cool. Keep talking
about
it. But
it's interesting to me because he's not in a smug way.
Yeah.
Right? In a very mature way, he said, I'm waiting for one of his friends to read the Infinity War or whatever. And he goes, because then I can talk about it. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, I already know what's going to happen in the next movie.
Oh.
And I said, how do you know? He goes, because I read the Infinity War. And I said, well, is it based on the comic? He was like, oh, yeah, but the comic is like way more. Like, yeah, there's just more going on. And I was like, oh. And it piqued my interest. And I was like, so you basically, he goes, I don't know exactly what they're going to do in the movie, but I know how it ends in the comic book. And I go, but there's enough where they follow it in the comic book that's in the movie. Yeah, he goes,
Vision and all that stuff. Yeah.
And he's talking about, he goes, and I said, well, like, and I asked him what happens, and he kind of broke it down. And I realized I was going to tell the story, and that's uncouth for me to do here. So I apologize. But it was very interesting.
I love that it's not okay to talk about it. It's a book that's been around for 30 years.
Right.
Like, no spoilers.
Right.
But it was
because we don't read comics.
It's just funny.
We just look at the art.
It's funny to be like almost 40 and talking to my 10-year-old son. And
about something that was out when you were about 10.
Right. And I have no knowledge of. Right. And that it's something I have interest in.
Yeah.
And his knowledge of it is far, like, he's breaking down the different universes of Spider-Man and their stories, like, now. And I feel like he's only read like 6 trade paperbacks. So I don't know if he's also researching stuff online, but he's full blown obsessed. Like,
he does have that chip that he just.
Oh my gosh! It's
right into his brain.
I don't know. I mean, am I crazy? Am I being that dad, or do you think
cool?
That
that's super cool.
That's awesome.
Okay,
that's great. Right.
All right. So, what else, Matt? What else is going on in the news? Are
you're aware in that Infinity Wars, though, the X-Men are there, and they're not in the real Infinity Wars. They're not in the film Infinity Wars.
Is it because they're still technically owned by Fox?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, in those 90 books, like Wolverine and Cyclops, everybody's there.
He showed me all of the guys, and he was showing me all that stuff. And I picked up and was looking at the trade paperback a little bit, and just out of curiosity. Cool. I looked at the back page, but it didn't make sense.
Well, it's hard to know the rules of a superhero movie, like who beats what and why.
Yeah. I just all I know is that there was one part where it looked like Thanos was dancing.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that meme.
I was flipping through it. It was in the comic book.
Yeah.
Like, I was there.
There's a Thanos meme of that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Matthew, tell us more film news. Movie news with Matthew.
I made you a jingle.
Thank you.
Kevin helped.
It's an honor to be included.
You're welcome.
Make sure to timestamp that, and then we can play that every time.
Okay.
It's never going to happen.
So I have to give credit where credit's due. I actually want to thank Zane. Zane actually showed this to me. It is there's actually a little smaller piece of news than this big piece of news, but Ghostbusters is going to be resurrected by the son of the original director, Ivan Reitman's son, Jason Reitman, will be directing a new film that is set in the original universe from the 84, 89 Ghostbusters, not the 2016 remake.
So they're abandoning the proposed sequel and animated series that has been in development for the longest time.
Well, see, that's the thing. At the very end of this, they mentioned that Sony is also developing an animated Ghostbusters film. Not a show, but a film, much akin to Spider-Verse, into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, that's a good problem. Do you know if it's the 2016 Ghostbuster film that they're animating, or does it say that?
I do not. It does not say. They say that they're just developing a Ghostbusters
project. That would mean
project.
They have a ton of assets just sitting around from a series that never went anywhere.
It seems as though that they're kind of, at least from what Reitman was talking about in this interview, it seems that he's not saying that the Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig project is dead. He's just saying that this is not related to it. And I mean, he said there's room in the Ghostbusters universe for multiple stories. So
no,
he's not saying that it's taking over it or it's replacing it. It's just...
It's weird to manage two timelines.
No.
That's for sure.
Yes.
You don't think it's weird to manage two timelines?
I do think that's weird, but I think that there is not a Ghostbusters universe.
There
were 4 Ghostbusters. And
they planted the seeds in both.
And then they made them chicks, which is fine. I have no problem with any of it. I enjoyed that movie.
It's a fine movie, but in both the first and second Ghostbusters movies in the 80s, they planted seeds for franchises. That's actually kind of a meta theme throughout, that their goal is to franchise the Ghostbusters across the nation. And even so much in the video game, that's how the game ends, with the player character getting to open up a franchise in Detroit.
I would I would follow that movie series if we could see a different casting of Ghostbusters in every city. And then each of the sequels is named like Ghostbusters Austin.
Yeah.
And then bust all of the people from Woodstock.
It's like
that are
CSI,
dead
but with ghosts.
Southwest or something.
That's fun because then you go to New Orleans and you get to see that history and the ghosts there. Yeah. Yeah, why isn't there.
I mentioned that. It's very similar to what they're doing with Men in Black, actually. That's kind of what they're doing
right now.
It's the same company, Sony. They're doing Men in Black International. They're not saying that this is a reboot or a remake of the original Men in Black movie.
It's like a spinoff.
There's even a poster of there's like Men in Black headquarters. They're like, look what Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones did. They were awesome. So it's like, it's just, this is London. This is Men in Black in London. Like, it's. So it seems like that's kind of Sony's thing. Doing something similar with the Spider-Man franchise. They're kind of just doing little stories all over the world, kind of.
Throwing out seed and see what sticks. Justin has something to say, and then I have wisdom to impart upon the world.
I just don't. Here's why I got angry about the Ghostbuster universe.
No, you were always angry about the Ghostbusters universe.
That's true. But I feel like. Like you have the Marvel universe, right, and the DC universe.
Yeah.
Like to me, those are and I will accept the Star Wars universe because it takes place in a galaxy.
Yeah, far,
far
away.
Star Trek.
I mean, it's our universe.
Yeah, Star Trek also takes place in our galaxy.
Yes,
right?
All right.
So those have universe eye.
Okay?
Right, those are all okay.
Universalism.
Yes,
I think is the universalism.
I call it fascism. So.
I call it lunch.
but no, I think that, and then when you make comic books, you know, that expand on these worlds and everything over decades, damn near 100 years.
Yeah. Is it that long?
We're getting close to it at this point. Right? So when you do that, then you could say, I have a universe.
That's fair.
But when you make a movie in the 80s, mm-hmm. right, or a few of them, And then you finish, and then 20 years later, somebody decides to do it, but make it chicks because time is up, right? You don't then get to say, well, we also have a universe.
Careful, your conservatism is showing there.
I'm not anti-chick. I said I like the movie.
That's fair.
It's not about that. But here's the thing. It's not that I'm anti-feminist. I just don't like the idea when we pretend like... It's just a weird message to send. It's like, well, we're going to force your hand. We're going to force our hand and make it all about chicks so that we could, you know, get up on a soapbox about
it. Do you really think that that's what they were doing?
What?
That it was a message like, we're going to take this franchise and we're going to make a point out of it and make it all women?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Well, what's the other reason to not...
That they just could. That they're like, we have a great cast.
Right.
Here's Kristen Wiig. She should be in Ghostbusters.
But so my point
Let's
is,
build
where,
a cast around her.
Where are
her.
The other examples of that? Like, where's Young Guns 4 with all chicks?
That's my point. Yes, Matthew, you have something to add?
Well, I was just going to say, to Justin's point, it could have been just, you know, 2 and 2. You know, why can't you have it split?
Yeah.
It should have just been a whole new cast. I don't know why it had to be one whole either way. It shouldn't have been one whole guys.
Exactly my point.
It should have been new faces, and I think it could have been – it should have been more of a passing of the torch because they kind of just – like Bill Murray isn't,
but it wasn't. It would be different if you were sitting here and that movie was terrible, right? But it was funny. We all said it was funny.
Absolutely.
So what does it matter if they're all women?
It doesn't matter that it's all women, other than that they made a point out of it being all women.
I don't think they made a point out of it.
They absolutely, in all the interviews, that's what they talked about. Now, I would not. Here's the thing. I would argue that who's the director? Was it Paul Feig? No, was it Paul Feig?
London Men in Black.
That is it.
Yeah.
Whoever the director was, like, if he had the idea of making it chicks because he likes all four of those women, right? Then
that's what I understood it to be.
And then the studio says, "That's good, yes." Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's our angle.
That. Right.
She too,
right. It's because maybe this is because I watched the Golden Globes, I felt so horrible for
watching the Golden Globes.
No,
just because you lose.
There was one person, if you watch Sandra Oh, they do all these bits where she's playing like real, right? Mm-hmm. She's acting like they're doing like slams on people, but they're not really slams. It was a very funny opening monologue. And then they tried to make it sincere. And so she said, you know, as a woman hosting the Golden Globes and being one like an Asian at the same time, like, I want you to know. And she goes, I see you. And she indicates, and there was somebody in the crowd that goes, ha ha! like thinking it was a joke.
Oh no. Oh no.
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was not. And so
is she indicating to the camera? I
no.
see you. Oh,
like,
okay.
So the, if I have a camera, so I can look, yeah, like the camera's here, she looks down and to her left and goes, "I see you."
Oh.
"I see you." And it's like she's gesturing around the
that
room.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
And so it's just that it's what you like, I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it makes me a bigoted a-hole, but I just feel like it doesn't have to. It could be a couple dudes. It could be one dude and three chicks. If you really want to make that the point, don't make it the point.
Well, see, and I, what I'm trying to say is I think the film, because I never saw any interviews, I don't feel the film makes a point that they're women.
The
movie does not make that point.
The movie does not.
So on its
because
own.
Because if the movie was constantly doing that,
yeah,
then it would be too heavy-handed.
That's my point.
Which also makes me feel like maybe it wasn't the writer or the director's idea. Yeah, it was the studio's idea.
I think so.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right. I would jive with that.
Guys, we did it.
We fixed it.
Common accord. Guys, Matthew, thanks for bringing news to our faces.
The pay gap is gone, guys. We did it.
We the did glass it. Ceiling is shattered. Hillary Clinton is president.
Did I ever tell you when I was working on the morning show, that was my pitch for when Hillary lost? Handel goes, "Well, she'll have a memoir or whatever." And I go, "It'll be called Ouch, That Time I Hit My Head on the Glass."
Oh, that's pretty good. That's good. That's why you got fired.
Exactly. But
my wisdom that I wanted to impart upon you is more of a musing, more of a reflection, more of an ensemble of ideas, will. I just think it's
a trade paperback, if you will.
Yeah, like you could just read it all at once instead of buying them and waiting a month and having to deal with ads and then putting them in cardboard sleeves. Too specific?
Nope.
It's just such a wonderful time that we're in, and it's sort of a echo of a renaissance of the last time that blockbuster film showed up. When Star Wars hit, it just changed everything. I mean, Jaws was the first blockbuster film, but then Star Wars came around, and there's just a ton of clone stuff throughout the 80s and others, and that's why Star Trek came back. That's where we get all these classic movies like Ghostbusters and other cult films, Flight of the Navigators, Labyrinth, all that stuff became because of Star Wars. And then, you know, the 90s happened, and we kind of moved on. And I feel like ever since the Marvel Cinematic Universe is really taking off, everybody is doing the same thing again of looking around. What do we have in our inventory that we're not exploiting properly? Hey, look, Star Trek again.
Yeah.
Hey, Ghostbusters. Hey, Grimm. All that stuff that we had that blew up before. Well, let's do that again. And now let's make a universe out of it. Let's make a franchise out of it, the people more of what they want.
I don't know that I want a Ghostbusters universe. I don't know.
I think it's going to merge. I think you got to have a crossover in order to have it have any legs. What universe can the Ghostbusters coincide with?
Oh, you want them to connect to another
universe? Yeah, like a crossover. What?
Well, they wanted Men in Black and 21 Jump Street merge. That was the second
dumbest idea I've ever heard.
If I had my druthers, I would want them to merge with Full House.
Full House and Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Danny Tanner is a ghost.
Yeah. Yes.
Full House or Fuller House?
Listen, you got to have room for a sequel. In 2050, we do Fuller House and Ghostbusters mix.
Oh, that's good. Fullerest House.
And it's all gender ambiguous people.
It's just blobs walking around on sticks.
Yeah.
That'll be good. Thanks, Matthew, for being here. He's the best sidekick we could ask for.
All right, enjoy the rest of your day. Okay,
okay, bye.
Okay, bye. And he left on his own. Look at that. What a good boy. All right, let's take a break. Come back with Tales from Terry, yeah?
I can't wait.
Oh, me neither. Let's just do it now?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And now, it is time for
Area. Almost knocked over my water.
I mean, would that have killed the twitching machine?
Yeah, it just and actually the whole internet goes down.
Oh, really?
No one can send any.
That was a closer call. We just saved the world. I don't know why I was thinking about that today. Where I
how
feel
you
like,
saved the world that one time?
No,
fascinating story.
You know what? I'm not as narcissistic as you would think when you save the world. I'm very humble about it.
All those other heroes, they're far too
making movies about it. Yeah. And I'm like, guys, let's just keep this one on the DL. But no, I was thinking about like. How I don't know why that's funny. I don't know why that, but I was literally thinking like, how funny would it be to be able to say to yourself, you know, just another day saving the world. I was sitting there daydreaming about
really?
That being a line in like movies. And what if that was your life?
Yeah.
I think it's because I was thinking about guys on like SEAL Team 6 and stuff like that.
Oh, so you went real with it.
I watched the movie Spectre, which is
Have
you seen
fictional.
It on Netflix?
No.
So Spectre is it's a cool movie on Netflix that I think everybody should check out. And I'm sorry, I'm stepping on Tales from Tyria, but it's basically like they make these ghost type people, and the scientist has to help figure out
cool.
help the Navy SEALs figure out how to kill them and stuff. It's fun. It's
That's
a good
great.
Movie. Good no, sorry.
It's funny that you thought that because when I just finished watching season 3 of Rick and Morty, and that was the same premise.
Oh, really?
So like, you watch the show at all?
No.
Oh my gosh, the show is we'll talk about Rick and Morty after this.
Okay. And now it's more Tales.
So much has happened.
Well played. Oh, damn, you are good at this.
And now you can see that we're good at it.
Yeah.
So as we mentioned last time, the new content dropped, which has been really mm-hmm. exciting. The newest episode, season 4, episode 5. It's called like Shot in the Dark or Shot in the Arm or Shoot Your Friend on Accident. I don't remember.
Point is, somebody's getting shot.
Really like
shot,
it.
Shot, shot, shot,
shot, shot, shot, shot, shot. So I'm drunk when I play it. What's really exciting about it is that the first 3 episodes and this most recent expansion have all been in the desert, which has been fun. And so this one takes us up into the north, into the snow. So it's the first time we've had a new map that doesn't have sand and vipers and things. And so personally,
and it's the idea that you're always on one planet and you're just getting
yes.
new. Okay.
So that's interesting. In the first Guild Wars game, they released a game that had a map and you could zoom around the map. Then they released a new game with a different map. And in that game, you could actually take your character from the game and they could travel to this other map.
Ooh.
And then in the third game, same thing. Then they made an expansion. They just expanded it. So what they did for Guild Wars 2 is they took a couple of those games and they made it all one map. They like connected them together so you can see how these different continents all are connected.
That's fun.
And what happens, yeah, it's really fun for those of us that have been with the franchise since the beginning of like, oh, that is how the people guessed. They're like, oh yeah, that's how those two maps connect. There's a little section right there. What's really fun is as they add episodes or more stuff into the seasons, areas of the map that are just sort of, they look like it's painted, looks like a giant illustration, they then become actual lands. So what's fascinating is these portions of this map that have always just been like an illustration, now they have to justify what's actually on the map. They're like, well, the artist that made this like illustration, they was like, just do whatever in those areas. And they're not like, there's a giant thing there, so we have to, that's part of the map, I guess.
Do you think that the people who are making this are like, they're like, oh, this is a fun way to play?
Yeah.
Or do you think that they're like, fuck?
I think it's a little bit of both. They're not completely hamstrung to that. There's been times now that we can see the map that it doesn't look exactly like that, but I think they've used it as inspiration of like, oh, that map has a canyon right there, let's add a canyon.
Is there a lot of nerd rage in the Guild Wars 2 community?
There is, but not about anything along these lines.
Oh.
The stuff that the nerd rages often get upset about is that, you know, the game has evolved over time. So Guild Wars 2 had like a good TV show had a direction that it wanted to go. And then as the series went along, it started to trail off into another direction. And then fans go, hey, you completely abandoned that storyline, or why did you make us care about these things? And so because we're in a dynamic environment, the writers and the story creators can be like, oh, okay, we'll go. Good call. We forgot about that. We'll go pick up those seeds. So, so I think they've kind of figured out a good cycle, and I've sensed that they have a good arc of where they're going, that they've corrected that of like, okay, we know that all these things are going to connect and we keep building towards something. So
now you're in the snow.
You were in the snow. What's exciting also about the comparison of Guild Wars 1 and Guild Wars 2, and the first Guild Wars was a very Tolkien in its nature, as most fantasy games are. It had dwarves in it and humans, and you could only play as humans in the original Guild Wars, and you could meet the dwarves. But at the end of the last thing that the original Guild Wars did, it became clear that they were going to launch a sequel, and in the sequel were going to be the five different races. You play more than the humans. Now, normally, when in these sort of fantasy games, dwarves are an obvious choice. Mm-hmm. They're very common. And I think that they made the very wise choice to not have dwarves. Let's be something else. But dwarves are popular, so we're going to incorporate them into the story. So at the end of the first Guild Wars games, the dwarves all sacrifice themselves by transforming themselves into stone and going into the center of the earth to fight this dragon that's down there. So most of the dwarves are gone down in the center of the earth, or dead, or the handful that have remained behind are petrified rocks.
Wow.
They're like rock people dwarves. So they're not just dwarves. You can't play as them, but throughout the game, in Guild Wars 2, you'll find ancient dwarven homes. So there's like stuff that were dwarves, and now it's covered in jungle moss. And you're like, oh, this used to be a dwarven village. And then you find dwarven artifacts. And so through the course of the game, you actually meet one of the stone dwarves from the first Guild Wars, because he's made of stone. He's still alive today. And his buddy, that something has happened at some point, and he's just ahead. He's like a haunted mansion at Disneyland. That's all he is. He doesn't have a body anymore.
They don't explain it.
I think something's happened and I've forgotten, but you just have to carry him around and he helps you.
You have to carry ahead.
Somebody else does, and he's very cantankerous because he has no body and everybody's screwing stuff up all the time. But what's it's cool to go to this dwarven landscape. So we're back up in the snow, but now things look like the Hobbit movies. Mm-hmm. And it's a fun departure. It's a real like left right, because we were desert, everything was Arabian Nights kind of thing. Even the music was big, glamorous, a lot of tapestries and that kind of thing. And now suddenly very classic fantasy world, which I think it's fun for them to dabble into, because we haven't sat in this world the whole time. It doesn't look like Dungeon and Dragons.
It's a fun
online
change of pace.
Yeah, it's something different. For me personally, I've upgraded my monitor, which I think I mentioned last week. Mm-hmm. Talking to our buddy Zane on Discord, I've learned that it was burning lasers into my eyes. So yeah. I don't want that anymore.
Well, now you're not nearsighted.
It's been great. Yeah. I also can't drive. And I'm glad we're doing a podcast, because I can't see. Yeah. So
we're on video.
Oh, no.
People see you searching.
I wish I could. So I went ahead and started to use the Justin Warsham Best Buy trick. Oh. And because I purchased that first monitor on Amazon, and I didn't like it. The gamma was too high. It's too large. The tilt doesn't work. It feels like lasers in my eyes. It's heavy. So I went over Best Buy. I was like, I need to experience these monitors and not have to worry about shipping them back to Amazon and everything. I'm like, I'm just going to go to Best Buy and buy one. So a couple nights ago, actually just last night, I picked one up, a whole different kind of monitor, thanks to almost the exact opposite of what I got before, an IPS monitor. You're familiar.
Oh, of course.
With the 60 hertz and 4 ms.
You got 60.
Instead of 1 ms.
I mean, or 1.
Yep. Yeah.
My brother had a 3, but I was like, dude, you should have gone 4.
My previous one was a 5.
His biggest regret, by the way.
The screen quality is good. I was in such a rush, and I was like, I'm not going to even bother price matching with these Bozos, because I'm just going to return the thing anyway. And I think it came and hooked me back, because I brought it home, hooked it up. It's cheaper than the one I bought on Amazon. It's better. It's sitting there. I'm like, I think I'm just going to keep this one now. So it's like, I can't even do a Justin Warsham. I fell in love with it. I'm supposed to return it. I'm supposed to take it back. But I think it's all going to work out in the
end. I wish I knew how to quit you.
I can't. So tonight I'm going to hook up both the monitors simultaneously and
do a Pepsi challenge?
Yeah, and be like, okay, is this really, or is there some middle ground? I don't have to settle on this yet. I have 2 weeks to return it.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Just for the anecdote of it. When you do that, can you ask Quinn to come in and say which one of these is better?
Oh, I will, actually. Yeah, yeah. That's not a bad idea at all. It's fascinating how many different components impact your monitor experience. I have to go play Guild Wars.
Okay, we'll see you later.
I've got this new monitor, everything. I'm having to adjust the gamut. And the whole time I'm still looking at it going, gosh, the image quality is not great. It feels plasticky. It reminds me of the time that I had that brand new LCD or the brand new LED TV and an old bad HDMI cable.
Uh-oh.
I had to change the HDMI cable and the quality of the monitor changed. I'm like, there's so many factors. I can't deal with it. I just want it to look good.
Does it come? It didn't come with a new HDMI cable?
No. No, it came with
such a thing that they can't give you.
It came with a VGA cable.
Oh, don't make me vomit.
You know why it doesn't come with an HDMI cable?
Why?
Do you want to know why?
I do.
HDMI.
What?
They're terrible people. So the people who... Is there more?
Nope.
Okay, the people that... The people that made the code for HDMI, they own the patent on it and everything, right? It's becoming the industry standard for all your connections for visual, right? And so part of the technology of HDMI is it's a little computer, right? It talks to the devices. That's how some devices won't work. They're like, nope, sorry, you're using illegal content. I'm smart. I know how to read that. And sometimes they're wrong and you're like, why? I hate you. So the guys that design all that have it built into contracts that devices, as they're getting built, I think it happened 2 years ago, they said, if you're going to have HDMI in there, you can't have DCI on your computer anymore. Are you familiar with DCI?
Yeah.
So you can't buy a monitor now with DCI on it on most things because they've ruled that, like, no. And eventually, the contract is no VGA at all. VGA is like the worst way to transfer images onto, and you can have that for now. And eventually it'll be like, the only way you can hook up a monitor or anything, if you want HDMI on your screen, you can't have anything else.
Interesting.
That's what they're working towards.
That's good.
Good for them. Good for them. That being said, this IPS monitor is so crisp and so spectacular that I was playing Guild Wars last night, and it was testing it out, trying to make sure there were no image quality problems. And I was looking at the loading screen of Guild Wars 2, and in the loading screen, you see the character you're selecting. I have Karina North, my spectacular legendary character. And just two nights earlier on my old monitor, I had changed her outfit because we're in the snow. Yeah. And she was wearing...
She can't be running around in a midriff.
No, it was deserty stuff. So I put on a different midriff that looks like appropriate for the snow.
Right.
So it has a hoodie and a dress.
Does it cover just enough of her D-sized breasts?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. She looks great.
I mean, for warmth.
So... Because you have to keep them snuggly. So,
now they're sweater mittens.
Yeah. Mittens? Muffins. You meant muffins.
Dang it.
So I'm looking at the screen and I'm like, something's wrong, but only in this one part. And I leaned in closely to the screen to see, and right around her waist, like a Barbie doll, because I used two different skins, a different top and from the dress. Usually there's like armor sets. So you're like, I'm going to have this one particular armor set and they all work together seamlessly. But I was using a dress bottom that didn't work with the top, and I could see a tiny line where the actual physical models not sync. This was indiscernible on my previous monitor. Now I'm like, oh, this is like getting a Blu-ray player after watching VCR or VHS tape. So like, oh, there is the imperfection in there. So I'm going to load it up tonight. Hopefully I love it more and I don't have to keep returning stuff to Amazon.
Yeah, there's no reason, right? Now that it works.
And if I go back to Best Buy and say, hey, this was cheaper here, can we price match this? They'll honor that, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Otherwise, I'll be like, take it back, and I'm going to take that one. So, do you sure you want to do that?
You're basic. Bye, Felicia. Take your monitor. I got my GPU all refreshed and all up in 4MS in this mug.
You would love all this VHS. You would love all this monitor stuff. You would understand it far better than I would.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like we're getting to a point where everything is just pretty. And it's interesting to me because...
It's not.
that's my point, is that when everything gets to be pretty, then there's still going to be something that's unpretty,
yeah.
Right? Like, if you were to transport 1982 Justin, who was playing Joe Montana football, that was 3 years old. Your point is...
How old? In 1989? You were not three
No,
years
I
old.
Said 82.
Oh, okay.
But when I was playing Joe Montana football, if I were to see John Madden football today, I would literally probably piss myself with joy, right? But Like, if you, today's Justin goes and looks at Madden 2013 or whatever, Madden 13, I'd be like, look at that. I don't know. How archaic is that? Embarrassing. Oh, my God. Shoot yourself.
How many sprites are there?
Right.
Do and magic
I,
much?
And so that's all I'm saying is that it's when everything keeps getting so good, it's very easy for us to not appreciate what is really good.
Yeah, I agree. I think what you would geek out about is the technology of like understanding what the Hertz and the MS.
Yeah, if I knew all that. I don't like Jacob came. I think I talked about it last time on the show is that we have agreed and now we are about to sign a contract that allows Jacob to work and save up money to buy a television and PlayStation for his own room.
You're signing a contract.
I'm signing a contract with my son.
What are the terms of these contracts?
The terms of his contract is he defines his job duties, which I'm very interested and proud of this a lot, actually.
That's pretty clever.
He came up with this, shared it with a friend. A friend took it and did it with his parents, and it's functioning. So now he's bringing it back to us.
So he test run in another home.
Unintentionally.
Without messing with it.
Unintentionally, him and his friend were talking about it, and they were trying to figure out, I think, a way to make more money so they could have more comic books.
Yeah.
And because Jacob, I think, had enough money to get comic books, but maybe, I don't know.
Sure.
But, and then I don't know
anyway, how. Wheels were turning.
The point is, I've lobbed out to his mom and then to him that, you know, you could, if you paid for it, you could have it. So now he's got a contract and he is going to pick up dog poop.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to, what's the other one? Pick up lemons off of the lemon tree so they don't just fall and go to waste.
It's good. These are all neat things your family needs.
He wanted to do the dishes. And I said, well, I go, here's the thing. And he wanted like $2 or something like this for this. I can't remember what it was, but it was an. He's basically making almost $30 a month, which isn't a lot. Yeah. But when your goal as a parent is I want him to play the long game and work towards a long goal. And I feel like in a little over a year, if he doesn't spend any of his money, he's got enough to buy a PlayStation and a TV. Yeah. But he pointed. I said that, well, I have a machine. I go, I don't really feel comfortable paying you to basically rinse off dishes and put them in the machine that does all the work.
Yeah.
And he was like, but I go, what if you break something? Like, then how does it come out of your paycheck?
Yeah.
That's not really ethical in my opinion, kind of thing. So I said, here's what we'll do. You can help clean up afterwards. I go, because then I do think, because his argument, and he came up with this contract. I said, you need to come up why it's beneficial for us to have you do this thing.
Oh, good.
Like you need to burn some calories thinking about that. And one of the things he came up with is that
the roast beef mustard cookie sandwich.
Oh, I wish so good. I would have given him the PlayStation. because after dinner, one of us is always doing dishes and we can't sit and watch shows. But if he does dishes, we could both sit and watch shows was his argument, which was, I thought, a good one. But I said,
pretty solid.
He goes, and he said, and it will teach me how to learn to do that kind of stuff because it's something I need to know when I get older. I said, I do like that. I do agree with that. So you can help. You will help in participating, cleaning up the kitchen and putting away dishes and all that stuff afterwards. So you could see how it's done. And then maybe you get to a point where you do it on your own and can negotiate for a raise. So all of that to say that when I first said this to him, he immediately got on his Chromebook and started Googling the cost of a television.
Yeah.
And his first question is, how big is 19 inches? So I gave him a tape measure and this is great. Talk about the Infinity Wars. Yeah. I said, when you measure a TV, son, you do it diagonal. And he goes, no, it says right here 16 by 9. Like he had the dimensions of the television width and height. Like they even abolished the diagonal measurement now. I was like, and I showed him how big it was. And he figured out he'd get a good sized TV for $130. And then he asked me what 4K was. And I said, I don't know exactly. It just means you got a really good picture.
He doesn't need it. Yeah.
I know. He's going to be 18 inches from it.
But by the time he has enough money, the PS5 might be on its
way. I know. That's what we talked about last time, is that I may accidentally be hosing him.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. Only time will tell.
We can only hope that he's a failure like his father and will give up after 3 months.
Or just change goals entirely.
You're right. That's my point.
I don't know if you're a failure so much as you just jump and you're like, now I want to be an astronaut.
Right.
I've always wanted to be an astronaut.
That would be fun.
That would be good.
I should give up real estate and be an astronaut.
No time like almost 40.
I got to go. I could go. I could be the most, the most insignificant man in space.
That is great. I'm registering that book title. Most insignificant. Yes, thank you.
That would be a good follow-up to First Man. All right, that was our show. I hope you guys enjoyed the Twitch. I'm waving hi to the people. If you want to be able to watch the show live, if we ever do this again, and see Kevin's pinky nail, then you should go to twitch.tv/thekevinmiller, and then you can not only watch Kevin play games, but you can also watch the show from time to time. And if you like the idea of watching the show,
yeah,
let us know on Facebook, Twitter, all of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
I'll have to go look back at the analytics. We've been streaming for 90 minutes on this thing. If I'm not mistaken, we've had 21 people watching it.
Look at that.
So no,
we
that's
only
just
have
right.
13 people in the Mixer.
There's 21 people watching it now. I think 1,000 people.
It gets you an email like afterwards, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Afterwards. Oh, okay. But I think 1,000 people have been watching it at any given
that.
Point on
look
Twitch.
Look at that. Look at
okay, I'm
that.
Looking. I'm looking.
I think that's it. bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord if you want to join the chat.
And I do.
Chat with other like-minded friends. If they would like to participate in our news segment, do they need to be a Discord
They need
mod?
To be a moderator. Okay. And to be a moderator, you have to be super cool in the Discord. Because our moderators, we've been very blessed. We do very little to next to nothing with the Discord. And they
I don't even
have,
know my password. Ryan has to tell me.
It's actually just Ryan.
Oh, it is?
That's the password.
I'll forget that.
But those moderators develop this entire community. They curate it on their own. They establish rules. They write their own bots. It's really like a kingdom that they built for us to stomp around and gave us godlike quality powers in it. So they decide everything. It's like Lord of the Flies, and they're worshiping us. And like, they've decided who the moderators are and how they moderate and what the roles are. And
right
everything.
Now, I just muted Vince. He can't talk in our chat because they gave me that power.
And he chose to be in here to give you that.
Oh, I hope he unmuted it because now I can't find it. Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Oh, Vince,
sorry,
I'm
Vince.
So sorry.
Sorry, Vince.
Vince, don't, everybody, don't worry. All you have to do is hear him say,
oh, boy.
That's it.
That's pretty much
all he's saying. That's all he's saying. No, now they're moving around and I don't know who I muted.
It's okay. Let's end the show.
Okay. Oh, no. This is Justin Worship trying to unmute Vince.
Technology is real hard. Sometimes you got to click the buttons, and sometimes you press the backspace, and the VCR unplugs the shelf. What could possibly go wrong?
On behalf of thekevinmiller.com, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.